This is Terry Mandel, DO, dictating an attorney letter to Brad Smith, attorney at law of the Ken Nunn Law Office, address on file. Dear Mr. Smith, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Glenna Florence, please note the following medical letter, period. First name is G-L-E-N-N-A. Last name is Florence, F-L-O-R-E-N-C-E. On February 3rd, 2023, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, including several hundred pages of records, as well as taking the history directly from the patient, period. A physical examination was unable to be performed, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 43-year-old female, height 5'4" tall, weight 275 pounds, period. The patient was involved in an automobile accident on or about August 13th, 2016, in Connersville, Indiana, period. Another vehicle crossed a double yellow line, striking the patient's vehicle, essentially head-on, period. The patient was a passenger in the front with her seatbelt on, period. The vehicle was totaled, period. The patient hit her head on the side post, period. The patient was jerked. She also hit her back and right shoulder, period. She was in a Jeep military style vehicle with the top off, period. She was hit by a car, period. The patient, after the automobile accident, developed headaches, neck pain, mid-back pain, low back pain, radiating pain down her right arm into her fingers, as well as seizures that started approximately 3 months, period. The seizures were noticed by a nurse friend when she was sitting down to eat for Thanksgiving. However, these seizures could have started earlier without recognition, period. Despite treatment present day, she is still experiencing seizures approximately 2 to 8 per month, period. She is still experiencing headaches, neck pain, radiation down her right arm with numbness, low back pain, arthritis is... Arthritis has developed in the neck and low back, and her shoulder pain has resolved, period. New paragraph. Her seizures occur 2 to 8 times per month, period. They are not grand mal, but they are significant seizures, period. The patient falls to the ground most of the time, period. Most of the time, she does not become incontinent, but these are still relatively severe seizures, period. A service dog is required for her use because of these seizures, period. Her headaches are described as intermittent, approximately 2 times a week. The duration is about 5 hours, period. It is an aching pain at the top of her head that radiates to the forehead and her neck, period. On a good day, it ranges in intensity from 4 out of 10 to a bad day of 8 out of 10, period. The headaches are helped with over-the-counter medication, period. Her neck pain is described as a constant aching with throbbing, period. It ranges in intensity from a good day from 5 out of 10 to a bad day of 10 out of 10, period. The pain radiates down her right arm to her hand, period. She has numbness with pins and needles down her arm, period. The neck pain radiates down to her low back, period. Her low back pain is described as constant and intense, period. It is a squeezing pain that ranges. It ranges in intensity from 9 out of 10 on a good day to 10 out of 10 on a bad day. It occasionally radiates the right knee and the ankle, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment as best recollected by the patient is somewhat difficult, as the patient does have memory issues from the traumatic brain injury period. She was driven that day of the accident to Fayette County Hospital, and treated in the emergency room period. She was later seen at Rensselaer Hospital as a nurse friend recognizes seizures on Thanksgiving dinner, and she was referred to the emergency room period. She had a CAT scan or MRI confirming the seizure. She followed up at Eskenazi and had more neurologic workup. She also had burns to her right arm due to a seizure in approximately 2018 with a third-degree burn, and had a lot of treatment and still has permanency regarding her right arm with scarring as well, period. She developed burns on both the right and left arm later from an additional seizure, period. The patient has poor memory due to the brain injury, period. She was told that she had permanent damage to the bilateral temporal lobes, period. She did have various chiropractic treatments for her back problems, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. The patient has problems mopping floors, comma, and other housework, period. Driving is prohibited due to the seizures, period. She needs assistance when she walks, period. She does use a scooter for long distances, period. Laundry is affected, period. Housework and yard work is affected, period. Sports such as horseback riding and motorcycle riding is affected, period. Sex and sleep are also affected, period. New paragraph. Medications include ibuprofen over the counter as well as seizure medicines, period. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition includes several seizure medications, comma, over-the-counter pain medicines, and occasional use of a scooter, as well as also the use of a dog to help her with assistance, period. That's a service dog, period. New paragraph. Past medical history is negative. New paragraph, past surgical history is positive for umbilical surgery, comma, hernia, surgery in her abdominal area, comma, bladder sling, comma, hysterectomy, comma, and two skin grafts on her arms from the related burns that she sustained as a result of the seizures, period. New paragraph, family history is negative for seizures. New paragraph, past traumatic medical history reveals that the patient has never had prior seizures, period. The patient has never had a prior head injury, period. The patient has never had any major or even regular headaches in the past, period. The patient has never injured her neck and low back in the past. The patient has never burned her arms or any body parts in the past prior to this automobile accident, period. Prior to the automobile accident of 2016, she has never been involved in any automobile accidents, period. In March of 2017, approximately, she was involved in another automobile accident whereby she had a seizure that occurred after this auto accident, period. By this auto accident, I'm referring to the accident of 2016, period. The automobile accident of March of 2017, in that accident, the patient was released from the emergency room and not admitted, no physical therapy or permanent muscle injuries resulted from the accident of March of 2017, period. The patient has no history of work injuries, period. New paragraph, occupation, she was a prior director of child care ministries, period. Presently, she is unable to work due to these seizures and injuries, and she was awarded permanent disability, period. New paragraph. As I mentioned, I reviewed several hundred pages of medical records. I would like to comment on some of the pertinent findings. Office visit note at Methodist Hospital, September 10th, 2018, states the onset of her seizures were after having a motor vehicle collision in August 2016, resulting in loss of consciousness, period. Patient reports seizures started a few months after her motor vehicle collision. MRI in 2016 was unremarkable for a cause for seizures, period. Emergency department notes, November 24th, 2016, patient's family states they witnessed patient having possible seizure. Patient was in a car accident on August 13th of this year. L4-S1 injury after accident, period. Notes, October 11th, 2016. Patient is here today for a follow-up from a car accident, period. Happened about 3 months ago, period. She's still feeling a lot of joint and muscle pain, period. Pain is in the neck, upper, and lower back, period. Still getting massages and going to chiropractor, period. On physical examination, there was pain on range of motion in the neck, moderate tenderness on trigger point on the neck and trapezius, pain in the lower thoracic and lumbar area, mild tenderness on the left plantar deep palpation. Emergency room notes, November 24th, 2016. The patient has a chief complaint of possible seizure. She had another incident 4 days ago when she was singing in choir at church. The patient states that the only head injury she had was since last August. She was in the passenger seat during a motor vehicle collision. Summary of the ED course, the head CT was reviewed and showed to be negative, period. The patient is being discharged at this time, period. She is being referred for a checkup neurologically. Clinical impression was transient alteration of awareness, period. Indiana Neuroscience Associates notes, August 10th, 2017. Recheck of back pain is described as following. Has been occurring for 11 months. It is characterized as a dull ache. The back is described as being located in the lower back. The back pain is described as being in the lower back. The onset of her memory impairment has been sudden, has been occurring on an intermittent pattern for 11 months. The onset of her confusion has been gradual and has been occurring in an intermittent pattern for 11 months, period. Emergency room report, Eskenazi Hospital, December 30th, 2017, 39-year-old, history of seizures, with throbbing, burning, moderate to severe pain to the bilateral wrist and right thumb, status post having a seizure and falling into a burner this evening prior to arrival. Assessment is full thickness burns to the right palm, comma, wrist, comma, forearm into the dorsum of the left hand, period. Wounds are thick. Plan is for surgery January 2nd of 2018. Eskenazi Health notes, May 8th, 2018, 39-year-old woman with onset of seizures following mild head trauma in a motor vehicle accident, period. EEG that showed some abnormalities of the left frontal lobe. EEG as well as MRI performed at IU Arnett. The report of both of these tests were normal, period. Notes dated August 31st, 2017, 39-year-old female who presents for recheck of spells, period. The first spell occurred 11 months ago and has occurred several times. Past evaluation has included a head CT and head MRI. Past treatment has included anticonvulsants, period. Pertinent medical history includes traumatic brain injury from two motor vehicle accidents, period. The onset of the memory impairment has been sudden and has been occurring on an intermittent pattern for 11 months, period. The course has been recurrent. The onset of the confusion has been occurring on an intermittent pattern for 11 months, period. The course has been recurrent, period. The confusion is manifested by recent memory loss, period. The symptoms have been associated with headache, period. Assessment was seizures and intractable migraines, period. Fayette Regional Health Emergency Room report admitted August 13, 2016. 38-year-old female presents to the ER with complaint of right-sided neck, forehead, shoulder, back pain due to motor vehicle accident where a vehicle hit the Jeep. The patient was in head-on in driver's side, period. On examination, the abnormalities noted with tenderness noted and pain on range of motion, tenderness in the upper and lower back, right shoulder and right knee. Final impression were contusions, cervical strain, cervical sprain, motor vehicle accident, period. In the emergency room, they did several x-rays, including x-rays of the cervical spine, x-rays of the lumbar spine, x-rays of the right shoulder, x-rays of the right knee, and x-rays of the thoracic spine, which were all negative for fractures, period. New paragraph. After review of all the medical records, I have found that all her treatment that she sustained from the automobile accident of August 13, 2016, and as partially outlined above, were all appropriate, reasonable, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are number one, traumatic brain injury, number two, seizures, number three, cephalgia and intractable migraines, number four, cervical strain with radiculopathy, number five, lumbar strain, number six, shoulder strain resolved, number seven, subsequent auto accident related to the seizures from the auto accident of August of 16, number eight, subsequent burns from seizures as a result of the automobile accident of August of 16, period. The above eight diagnoses are directly caused by the automobile accident in question of August 13, 2016, period. New paragraph. As a result of the severe injuries sustained in this automobile accident, the patient does have permanent impairments, period. At this time, I am unable to give you the exact numeric number due to the traumatic brain injury and cephalgia, as this would require additional neurodiagnostic studies, period. I can say that her impairments are significant, and she has been given permanent disability as a result of these injuries. I certainly agree with that assessment, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. The patient will need more regular visits to her neurologist at Eskenazi Hospital for follow-up. She is going approximately every 1 to 2 months, and this will need to be continued for the remainder of her life at an estimated cost of $150 per office visit, period. There's discussion with her doctors for possible surgery with an electronic insertion in the brain to try to decrease the frequency of her seizures, period. I do feel that ultimately this will be necessary. Estimated cost of the surgery would be approximately $135,000, period. This expense would be all-inclusive of hospital, physician, anesthesia, and post-op physical therapy, period. The patient presently requires a service dog, and this dog cost her $10,000, which was less than the normal $16,000 charge because she was able to train the dog herself, period. In the future, she will have to pay $16,000 per dog as she will not be able to self-train the dog, period. The life expectancy of each of these dogs is no longer than 10 years, period. The patient will need a scooter at a cost of $3,000 to $4,000, and this will need to be replaced every 4 years, period. The patient will need ongoing medication at an estimated cost of $150 a month for the remainder of her life, period. The patient may benefit by some injections to help counteract some of the headaches at an estimated cost of $3,000, period. A TENS unit should be considered at a cost of about $500, period. The patient is permanently instructed not to drive, and as a result, will need a caregiver to help with her driving as well as her ability to clean house, period. Cost of this caregiver can range anywhere from $500 to $4,000 a month, period. New paragraph. The patient, as she ages, will be more susceptible to arthritis, and she is already starting to exhibit some of these symptoms in various areas of her back, period. Because of her seizures and traumatic brain injury, this certainly can affect her longevity and ultimately result in an earlier death, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have reviewed the patient medical records as well as taken the history directly from the patient, but have not performed a physical examination, period. The purpose of this was to do an independent medical evaluation based upon the records, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years' experience in these types of cases, period. The patient gave me oral informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DLN of Dictation.